Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. Monday night saw unusual early snowfall across southeastern North Carolina. While minimal accumulations were reported, the snow flurries were enjoyed throughout the area. Today's weather features an increased wildfire danger due to low humidity and strong gusty winds. The North Carolina Forest Service and the fire marshal encourage anyone with outdoor burning plans to hold off for a day or two until conditions improve. Federal officials are hopeful that a compromise agreement has been reached to reopen the federal government. Additional votes are scheduled for today in Washington, D.C. If the president signs the legislation, it will end the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. The end of the shutdown will mean redemption of SNAP benefits and other federal aid programs. North Carolina state officials are alerting providers, parents, and caregivers of an outbreak of infant botulism that prompted a nationwide recall of ByHeart's Whole Nutrition infant formula. As of November 10th, 15 infants have been reported with suspected or confirmed infant botulism due to exposure to the formula. There is one suspected case currently under investigation in North Carolina. As of November 11th, all lots of ByHeart's Whole Nutrition infant formula have been voluntarily recalled. If you have this product at home, throw it away or return to the store and clean all surfaces that may have come in contact with the product. Retired North Carolina District 8 Forester Shane Hardy was honored with the Order of the Longleaf Pine last week. The 28-year veteran of the North Carolina Forest Service has worked emergencies in 15 states, as well as dozens of major wildfires throughout North Carolina. We have more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. A total of 20 provisional ballots were used during last week's municipal elections here in Columbus County. Those ballots will be counted Friday during the canvass of the Board of Elections. Provisional ballots are used when a voter's registration information cannot be verified. Southeastern Community College has signed new partnerships with three universities. Western Carolina, UNC Pembroke, and NC State will guarantee admissions for transfer students under the new agreements. We have more information on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The state is now accepting comments on a proposed hospital construction project. Columbus Regional Healthcare has requested to move 30 acute care beds and other services from the Whiteville campus to the new Columbus Regional Healthcare facility in Delco. A public hearing will be held December 19th at 10:30 a.m. at the Carolyn High Public Library in Whiteville, or you may submit comments online. Winter youth basketball registration ends December 7th for the 2026 Whiteville Parks and Recreation season. The cost is $15 for city residents and $25 for children who live in the county. The league is open to players 5 to 16 years of age. A birth certificate is required at registration. You can call 910-642-9052, or you can see our story online for a link to register. Donations are needed for the Lake Waccamaw Food Bank for their Thanksgiving distribution on November 22nd. If you'd like to donate a turkey or contribute to purchasing one for a needy family, call 910-641-7017. Their goal this year is to help 200 families. The Columbus County Disaster Coalition will host Faith and Preparedness tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Vineland Station. Registration is required, and participants are asked to bring only 3 people per church. To register, go to ColumbusCountyDisasterCoalition.com. Cerro Gordo Volunteer Fire Department will host its pancake dinner and open house on Saturday from 5 until 8 p.m. Everyone is welcome and donations will be accepted. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
Get ready for some hometown holiday magic. The Carolina Arts proudly presents a hometown Christmas party Saturday, November 22nd from 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn. Bring the whole family for a day of fun and cheer. Get photos with Santa and Mrs. Claus. We'll have games, contests, prizes, and delicious refreshments. Plus, enjoy a live performance by magician Renzi Norris bringing real Christmas magic to life. Here's the best part. Kids get in free when accompanied by an adult. Up to 3 children per adult, please. And it's only $5 for adults. Space is limited, so register today at thecarolinaarts.com. We're also in need of monetary donations, and you can do that at thecarolinaarts.com as well, or call 910-477-8080. And we'd like to thank Columbus County News for helping us sponsor this event. That's Saturday, November 22nd, 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn, presented by The Carolina Arts.